Most of the developed world has an aging population. People are having less children and they are living longer, meaning the workforce is becoming older and smaller, while pensioners are becoming a larger and larger proportion of the population. Usually this is presented as a problem, but a new study at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis suggests this is not necessarily the case. Elke Leuchinger from the research team told Elizabeth Alcock about the study and what they found.
The study was based in Germany, and the reason we chose Germany to really do a case study was it's the second oldest country in the world after Japan when you look at median age.
The population, yes.
The second oldest country. And the reason being it had low fertility for a really long time already. And so it seemed to be, yeah, really the case study to use. But why we did this, we realized a lot of the things we found are applicable to other contexts and countries as well.
But that's where I would say Germany is also one of the richest countries in the world, in Europe, yeah, definitely. Is it fair to use that country for a study like this?
Yes, I would say, but if you want to translate the results to other countries, you have to look at the context of other countries and what fits and what does not. In my own research, what I looked at is the development of the labor force. In Germany, there are projected to be less people of working age in the future. However, if you also look at other characteristics of them, for example, the education, more and more young people are going to university. And so future older workers are going to be, on average, better educated than current older workers. And that has a lot of implications, for example, for their productivity. And if the circumstances are right and they get the chance to be more productive, then this might make up for some of the loss in the number of workers.
And what else?
Yeah, another thing. So a colleague of mine, he looked at emissions. Older people travel less. Of course, you don't know if this will stay the same in the future, but assuming it does, then the sheer aspect that you will have less will lead to lower CO2 emissions in the future.
What about the health aspect?
Here you can also see that older people have been healthier and healthier and spending larger shares of their life in good health and not needing care and reporting that they have good health. So again, if this trend continues in the future, more older people, but healthier.
Hope for me yet. The advantages of an aging population. Elke Leuchinger speaking there to Elizabeth Alcock.
FM4 Reality Check.